It's careful work, sorting through shards of broken glass. A Tupperware container holds a jumble of opaque and translucent fragments. They look like they could be the remnants of a shattered church window. But these broken pieces have raw potential, and they're about to be redeemed.
Green, red, kind of pearl, white, a peach color.
17-year-old Keenan sifts through the glass. He picks colors for a mosaic, and he fits the fragments together like a puzzle that suggests its own image.
It's kind of abstract. You can make it whatever you wanted to make it.
When you're using this tool, you're going to cut like a piece of glasses like this right here.
17-year-old Franklin etches a straight line into a piece of glass with a scoring blade. Next, he clamps over the line with a specialized pair of pliers and squeezes slowly.
You always make sure you have a glasses on because some pieces might fly out at that piece and hit your eye.
It was pretty funny because at first, like your head, like mirrors, you get bad luck for breaking mirrors. So I had a hard time like actually getting out of the superstition of cutting mirrors. But it's pretty fun though.
Bad luck. Marquise and the other teenage boys in this studio are no strangers to it. They're brought here to this East Baltimore glass studio twice a week, and it's one of the few occasions when they get to leave their facility.
All of our boys have been committed to a drug treatment, inpatient drug treatment program by the courts.
Jonitha McNair is the superintendent at the William Donald Schaefer House. She's the boys' warden.
So our boys have some form of criminal involvement. So they've been either under court supervision in the community or they've been detained in one of our detention facilities. And after their cases have been assessed, then the courts and the community and our DJS staff have gotten together and to determine the best course of action and the best system of care for the children. And these particular kids have been identified as having specific drug treatment needs, and it's inpatient. So none of our boys qualify for outpatient.
When boys are committed to the Schaefer House, they're there for 4 months, 120 days. The place is actually a converted old mansion on Druid Park Lake Drive.
It is a secure facility, but it looks like home, and it feels more like home. And I think that somehow our boys are more receptive to that when they have to do the work to get through the program.
That work is rigorous. A 6 a.m. wake-up call, morning meeting, school for 6 hours, and in the evenings, substance abuse counseling and psychoeducational group therapy. Then, of course, there are these odd twice-a-week visits to a glass studio in an old warehouse in East Baltimore to visit this woman.
The guys are amazing.
Community artist Mari Gardner.
They pretty much all come in starting off a little bit nervous, a little bit quiet. Some of them kind of angry and grumpy. And then they start working on their own pieces, and they sometimes get frustrated. Or we do a team teaching thing, so whoever's been here longer, they go down and they teach the next guy, the new guy who comes in, because we're on a rotating process. And then they really realize that they can do it, and they can start making things, and they start making more and more, and they get excited. The biggest image that's ever made in here are hearts. These guys have big, gigantic hearts, and so many people think they're these big, gruff, mean people who've been in trouble for all sorts of things, and they have been. But they come in here and they have a moment to reflect on themselves and they all mosaic hearts.
16-year-old Eddie is working on one of those hearts.
Basically, my grandmother passed away a couple weeks ago, and I just wanted to make something real nice so I could put on her grave because I love my grandmother. I want to show my respect to her, and I forever have her in my heart. So I just took the time, made a heart, put a cross on top. You feel me? I had to finesse it, a little finesse, my own little flavor, express myself, put some pretty colors in there.
So often when they make these hearts, you can watch them. They'll be grouting them and putting it together, and they're putting all this care and detail into polishing it. And why they're polishing it, you're seeing the reflection that's coming out of these hearts. It's really beautiful.
There is something poetic in this scene of troubled kids putting broken pieces together to make something beautiful. There's also something practical. Ms. McNair of the Schaefer House sees young men learning an artisanal craft that may lead to a career.
Because at the end of the day, it's a marketable skill, right? They're able to cut glass and create these mosaic tiles. I said, you could make a beautiful backsplash for Ms. McNair. I could pay you good money. So just to get the kids to understand that this is something that can translate into a future for them, at least a step up.
Whether or not it leads to a job, The boy's time in here has undeniable benefits. There's a meditation that comes with pressing a jagged piece of glass into a grinding wheel and smoothing its edge into a graceful curve.
I like coming here. It gives me a chance to free my mind, you know, take time to relax, do something that I want to do.
Their time in here is a really big, it's transformative, to say the least. We watch them really open up. They blossom.
You know, usually we're on a pretty tight schedule all day long. We got to listen to directions all day long. We got to follow something and always be on a tight, strict something that we have to do. And this kind of just gives us a chance to express ourselves and actually have a little bit of freedom and range in what we want to do and how we want to do it. So it's different from just all the constant structure 24/7.
I think this gives the kids an opportunity to just freely express themselves, right, and be proud of something they've made. And I think it's so important for the kids to, they come in and they know they got to do a program. They know they've got to do some work. But here, they get to decide what it looks like and what they're going to put into it.
Coming to the studio, right, it makes me feel good because it gets me, it makes me forget about the things I have on the side.
They find confidence, they share themselves, they talk about their families, they talk about where they're at, they talk about what they hope to do when they get out, they talk about what they're learning, they talk about mistakes they've made, and it all happens over grouting and cutting glass.
What's happening here is therapeutic, yes, but it's also extremely well organized and productive. These young men aren't just here to make souvenirs for themselves. They're actually contributing to a huge-scale project, a massive glass mosaic destined to cover the exterior wall of the American Visionary Art Museum.
The actual mosaic is about 2,000 square feet, so we work in about 15 by 15-foot sections to get the whole thing to come together.
Gardner, who's an artist in residence at the American Visionary Art Museum, could have chosen any number of willing participants to help her realize this project. But she chose the boys of the William Donald Schaefer House, and she chose them for a reason.
I really enjoy working with young people, especially people that don't necessarily have an opportunity to make artwork, and especially young people who are oftentimes judged by the larger community. And so when I make large pieces of artwork, for me the best thing and the most important part about it is that I can include them in it.
The design itself is a three-story high rendering of a night sky, illuminated by the swirling colored lights of the Aurora Borealis. This cosmic firmament is speckled with planets, and each planet is an original creation of a Schaefer House resident. There's an upping of the stakes here for the contributing artists. Their work is destined to be public, permanent, and part of something bigger than they could have imagined.
Blue's gonna go right here on the little side, and some red right there. You can see the red looking like fire, so it will pop out really nice. And then some colors I'm working on, I want it to reflect on the sun. So it'll hit the sun, it'll reflect real nice, look bright, and really good.
It starts a legacy for them. It's something that they can show their families and be proud of, show their friends and maybe their children one day. But to hear the boys talk about their creativity and just to see them in action here, in that facility, we're usually telling the children when to line up and when it's time to eat. They come in here, they go right to their work. They're very self-directed, self-managed, and I love to see that independence in them.
It's going to look really nice. It's going to feel good. My family's going to be proud of it. I'm going to be proud of myself, too, of the work that I have done.
When it comes to fruition, this monumental mosaic will dazzle, literally. When the sun shines on the Visionary Art Museum, passersby are going to have to squint. It'll be a surefire conversation starter. And now, the boys of the William Donald Schaefer House are going to be part of those conversations.
It's like people don't think that these guys have it in them to make something as beautiful as this. And the idea is that we all do.
It's a way to shift the thinking of what our kids can give us and what they're willing and able to do if given the opportunity and the resources and the investment, right? If we invest in them, you know, I think we can reap huge benefits.
Mosaics to me are like a huge metaphor. It's all sorts of tiny little pieces and scraps of glass and pieces of cut glass, and that's what makes up a huge whole. And it's that whole that's the community, you know, and that's the whole that's our world.
As of this broadcast, the massive glass mosaic has been affixed to the exterior wall of the American Visionary Art Museum. It's up there 2,000 square feet and three stories high. An official dedication is set for this Sunday afternoon. The young artists of the William Donald Schaefer House will be there, along with their warden, Ms. McNair, who's very much looking forward to the occasion.
I think I'm going to be overwhelmed with emotion, right? Because I'm going to be so proud of these young men and what they did. And I'm proud of them every day, and I tell them that as much as I can, because they come in here and I see a change in them from day one to 120, to day 120, you know. So to be able to have other people see the creativity that comes out of these children and that they do have something significant to contribute, I know I'm going to be welled up. It's going to be a very emotional day.
Again, the dedication of the wall happens this Sunday afternoon, October 26th at 3 o'clock. And the public is warmly invited to be there for the celebration at 800 Key Highway. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.